Beth didn't die. The anxious weatherman forecasting Hurricane Sabrina's arrival was wrong. She didn't even die at the big, slightly calloused hands of Donovan Goldwyn, as she had thought she would. Accused of killing his brother, Donovan had shown all the signs of being a murderer, but she later realized he wasn't a killer, despite his suspicious mannerisms. Together, they had taken down one of the police officers responsible for killing Donovan's brother, but one of the killers got away. Now, they were paddling her canoe through the floodwaters left over from Hurricane Sabrina. Seeing the devastation all around broke Beth's heart. A tree had fallen onto a house they passed, severing the house in half. She wished they could stop there to see if anyone needed help, but they had to get to the Orlando Police Department as soon as possible. With great regret and a silent prayer the owners had evacuated, she looked away to see even more destruction. Some houses appeared untouched by Sabrina's wrath, but many hadn't been so lucky. Roofs had been ripped off. Lawn decorations and furniture that hadn't been moved inside had been thrown everywhere, as if Sabrina had thrown a tantrum. Even a children's swing set had been knocked over. Beth looked away from the heartbreaking scene and forced her gaze to stay glued ahead as she paddled with their only oar. In front of her, Donovan used a shovel. As the canoe cut through the water, time blurred. Her arms and neck were burning with fatigue by the time they reached the police department. Donovan pulled the canoe up the steps and held out his hand to her. Her knees shook as she stood and stepped onto solid ground. Standing in front of Donovan, her hand in his, she looked up at him. She couldn't imagine the turmoil he was going through inside, but she could see signs of it. His brows were drawn, his eyes streaked with red lightning bolts. She reached up with her free hand and laid it against his cheek. He put his hand over hers and then pulled her in for a soft kiss. When he inched back, he whispered in her ear, "This may sound crazy, but I love you." Beth gazed into his eyes, saw it was true. Her heart twirled in relief.
"I love you, too."